closer to home, a motorist from Bournemouth is calling for changes in the way people are accused of speeding offences, saying the current system is morally wrong. Now, James Walford was caught speeding on three separate occasions last year by the Holes Bay speed camera in Poole. You may know it. I'd like your thoughts on it this morning. But when he contested the decision in court, photographs from two of the three alleged offences were deemed inconclusive by the judge, and he was let off. Now, BBC Radio Solent have since investigated this and have discovered that the photographic evidence motorists can request to be sent when caught speeding is actually of a lesser quality than the pictures used as evidence against them in court. So it raises the question of whether a motorist should be entitled to see all the evidence available before deciding on whether to contest their innocence. Our Dorset reporter Harry Crawford is in Holes Bay this morning. Harry, I mean, this is a controversial camera. Before we get on to James's story, this camera in itself is controversial, isn't it?
It certainly is, Julian, yes. It's just away to my right here on the roundabout at the Dolphin Centre on the A350 into Poole. Now, the road, for the most part, if you don't know it, is 50 miles an hour dual carriageway, but just on the approach to the roundabout, that road then becomes 30 miles per hour in speed limit, and that's where this whole debate sort of opens up, if you like, just a few yards away to my right here.
Now, I know newsmaker James is with you this morning. James, thank you for joining us on BBC Radio Solent today.
Thanks.
No, good to have you there. Tell us why you think the current system is morally wrong.
Well, first of all, it's basically morally wrong because the 30 mile an hour limit is not sort of consistent with other four-lane dual carriageways, which are usually 50 miles an hour speed limit. Also, it's morally wrong because on the forms that the Dorset Police send out, it basically says, were you the driver or weren't you the driver? There is no leniency or box that says, I can't remember, or it's too long ago, because mine worked sort of several months before, so I genuinely couldn't remember. So I basically wrote them a letter saying, sorry, I can't remember, and then that's when they wrote back to me and said, it's best that you take it to court.
Now, did you feel the onus was on you to prove your innocence rather than on them to say that you're innocent until proven guilty, which, of course, is a fundamental tenet of our law, isn't it?
Yeah, I certainly was made to feel like that the first time I went to court, which was, both times were at Weymouth Magistrates, which I found unusual because I would have thought they'd send me to Bournemouth Magistrates, but that's another story, perhaps. But, yeah, I certainly was made to feel like I was guilty and I had to sort of prove my way out of it, if you like.
And then, since you contacted us, this story has got more complex and intriguing, because you went to court and the photos that were presented were of poor quality, so actually the judge ruled they were inconclusive. Just tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, that's right. When I received the court summons, they sent out three different, obviously, sets of photographs. Now, the photographs that they sent out, were two of them were basically, you couldn't read the number plate whatsoever. I mean, you couldn't even tell that the van had a number plate on it because there was such a blur. You certainly couldn't see who the driver was. And on the other one, the last one, you could sort of half make out the number plate. So I thought it best probably to plead guilty on that one.
Now, we've since discovered that what happened to you was unusual. Normally, the reason the prosecution team didn't have the right photos, so they only had your photos to go on.
Yeah.
Now, we've since discovered that actually what can happen is prosecution have high-definition pictures of people at the wheel, and the members of the public who are being prosecuted have lesser-definition pictures, which does beg the question, and I'd love your thoughts on this, on why the difference.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole thing is controversial, but that perhaps is the crux of it, really, because perhaps it sets it up to be an unfair basis on which to make a decision. I mean, I the first time I went to court, I was asked to go away and think about my pleas and also to speak to a barrister. And now the barrister agreed with my thoughts on the photographs, and he said, well, it's up to them to prove you guilty. Now, if they'd sent me out the enhanced, sort of higher resolution photographs in the first place, perhaps the whole thing might have turned out different.
Yeah. Do you think, I've got to ask the question, do you think the quality of photos that the prosecution have should be the same as those who are trying to defend themselves.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, I think it could be deemed unfair right from the outset.
Well, we spoke to the Crown Prosecution Service, and Harry, you have some response from them for us this morning.
We have indeed, Julian. Yes, ideally, according to the Crown Prosecution Service, the enhanced photographs would have been made available to the defendant, James in this case, when he requested them. But they say in the absence of that happening, it would have been preferable if at the hearing, when all of this happened, the court had been asked to fix a date for a trial. Now, this, they say, would have enabled a file of evidence, including these high-definition photos, to be prepared for a trial. Now, we don't know why that didn't happen or why the prosecutor resolved it in this way. It was a hearing. At this stage, the prosecutor wouldn't normally, they say, have the higher spec photos, but they say in this case, a result of a misunderstanding, two summonses have been dismissed, which could have resulted in a conviction if the cases had gone to trial. So in other words, Julian, they say this whole situation would never have occurred ideally, because when James requested the photos, they say he should have been given the high spec ones, which would have shown up his number plate.
Okay, right, fascinating. Thank you very much indeed, Harry. James as well, for being our newsmaker this